Tejibus reminds me of the time that I have hiked along the rushing river, with only the sound of water giving me a sense of peacefulness. It reminds me of the many times I have ran through a forest, with only nature for company. It reminds me of floating down a speeding river in a raft, sweat pouring down my face. The sounds of wind and water, the only ones my brain comprehends. And most of all, reminds me of the time I laid on my back in a field of thick grass, looking up at the sky, breathing out. Bruce Beasley, the creator of Tejibus, was born in Los Angeles in 1939 and is known as an abstract expressionist. Beasley has sculptures in many famous art museums around the world, including the Guggenheim Museum in New York City, the Smithsonian Museum of American Art in Washington, D.C., and the National Art Museum of China in Beijing, to name a few. Tejibus was one of his early works, done in 1968, the same year that the Spencer acquired it. During this period of his career, he worked a lot with transparency, as Tejibus was done with cast lucite, an acrylic plastic that he twists and manipulates to create flowing, undulating sculptures that capture tranquility and serenity. There are an infinite amount of interpretations of Tejibus, depending on one's taste, background, gender, age, etc. Does the fluid, sleek body of Tejibus remind one of the neo-futuristic era of the 21st century? How does Tejibus relate to Beasley's emotions and state of mind at the time? Through his life, Beasley worked with, most often, two different kinds of materials, metal and lucite. He went back and forth between the two, experimenting with the different possibilities of each. With this in mind, could Beasley have been in a more meditative period of his life when he created Tejibus? I relate Tejibus to a peaceful state of mind, as in meditation. When I first glimpsed Tejibus, I was reminded of Oriental music, like that of Japanese and Chinese culture. I was also reminded of architecture designed by Zaha Hadid, a pronounced Middle Eastern architect. Her flowing style of architecture is similar to Tejibus and other sculptures done by Beasley. As I come to a conclusion, Tejibus is a beautiful sculpture that offers many different interpretations. This is Quentin Harrington with another Bulldog Podcast.